Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 48, A Short Sketch of the Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya by Srila Prabhupada, found in his Introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 13. On his return to Puri Jagannath, all the anxious devotees of Lord Chaitanya got back their life, and Srimad Mahaprabhu remained there with continued pastimes of his transcendental realizations. And the most important incident during that time was Lord Chaitanya's granting audience to King Pratapa Rudra. King Pratapa Rudra was a great devotee of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the king considered himself to be one of the servants of the Lord entrusted with sweeping the temple of Jagannath. This submissive attitude of the king was very much appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king requested both Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya and Rai Ramananda to arrange his meeting with Sriman Mahaprabhu. However, when Lord Chaitanya was petitioned by these two stalwart devotees, Mahaprabhu flatly refused to grant their request, even though it was put forward by his personal associates such as Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. Lord Chaitanya maintained that it is dangerous for a sannyasi to be in intimate touch with worldly money-conscious men and with women. For Lord Chaitanya was an ideal sannyasi. No woman could approach Lord Chaitanya even to offer respects. Women's seats were accommodated far away from Mahaprabhu. So as an ideal teacher and acharya, Lord Chaitanya was very strict in the routine work of a sannyasi. Apart from being a divine incarnation, Lord Chaitanya was an ideal character as a human being. Lord Chaitanya's behavior with other persons was also above suspicion. In his dealings as Acharya, Lord Chaitanya was harder than the thunderbolt and softer than the rose. One of Lord Chaitanya's associates, Junior or Chota Haridas, committed a great mistake by lustfully glancing at a young woman. As the Supersoul, Lord Chaitanya could detect this lust within the mind of Chota Haridas, who was at once banished from the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was never accepted again, even though Lord Chaitanya was implored to excuse Chota Haridas for his mistake. Afterwards, Junior Haridas committed suicide due to being disassociated from the company of Sriman Mahaprabhu, and the news of his suicide was duly related to Lord Chaitanya. Even at that time, Lord Chaitanya was not forgetful of the offense, and Mahaprabhu said that Junior Haridas had rightly met with the proper punishment. On the principles of the renounced order of life and discipline, Lord Chaitanya knew no compromise, and therefore, even though Mahaprabhu knew that King Pratapa Rudra was a great devotee, Lord Chaitanya refused to see Pratapa Rudra only because the king was a dollar and cents man. And by this example, Lord Chaitanya wanted to emphasize the proper behavior for a transcendentalist. Because a transcendentalist has nothing to do with women and money, a transcendentalist must always refrain from such intimate relations. King Pratapa Rudra was, however, favored by Lord Chaitanya by the expert arrangement of the devotees. This means that the beloved devotee of the Lord can favor a neophyte more liberally than the Lord himself. P. Pure devotees, therefore, never commit an offense at the feet of another pure devotee. For an offense at the lotus feet of the Lord is sometimes excused by the merciful Lord, but an offense at the feet of a devotee is very dangerous for one who actually wants to make progress in devotional service. As long as Lord Chaitanya remained at Puri Jagannath, thousands of his devotees used to come to see Mahaprabhu during the Ratha Yatra car festival of Lord Jagannath. And during the car festival, the washing of the Gundicha temple under the direct supervision of Mahaprabhu was an important function. Lord Chaitanya's congregational Sankirtan movement at Puri Jagannath was a unique exhibition for the mass of people. And that is the way to turn the mass mind towards spiritual realization. Lord Chaitanya inaugurated this system of mass Sankirtan, and leaders of all countries can take advantage of this spiritual movement in order to keep the mass of people in a pure state of peace and friendship with one another. This is now the demand of the present human society all over the world. Recorded December 8, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varad Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varad Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vallad Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vallad Hari. Jasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,